Welcome back to the Victory Over Fear mini class. And today we're going to talk about victory over fear of sickness. I don't know, do you ever get this where somebody says to you, oh, you look peaked today. Are you okay?
Yeah.
And the...
You suddenly don't feel well. You're going, oh, I do? Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you can induce fear in someone. Or you can induce it yourself in a hurry.
Right. Well, and then you start thinking, yeah, you know, I did feel a little weird.
Yeah, I know. And you start feeling
you're,
like...
you're fine.
Right, I know. Or, and I know, too, like, in this whole pandemic thing, you know, it's like you read a news article, and then all of a sudden you start feeling the sore throat, you know, do I have COVID?
Yeah, do I have that symptom?
Right.
Yeah.
And then if you do get COVID, then there's right away, is this like a long COVID? Is it, you know, do I need to go to the hospital? Do I need to be on a ventilator? I mean, we do have a tendency to worry about our health.
Yeah.
And I think it's well deserved because of this truth
that we all will all get sick, and eventually we will all die if Jesus does not come back before our death.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah, and even it was that way in the early church.
Yeah.
In 2 Timothy 4:20, Erastus stayed in Corinth. I left Trophimus sick in Miletus.
Right, and in Psalm 49:10 it says, for all can see that wise men die. The foolish and the senseless alike perish and leave their wealth to others.
It's kind of a morbid way to begin this, you know, in some ways to deal with this truth. That if you just went to, let's say you went out to eat with someone and they don't really know you, and you said, do you know that we all get sick? And we're all
going to die eventually. Yeah.
You know, there'd be serious amount of blocking there.
Right.
Like, that is not something. Now, maybe because you're a ministry couple and they know you're really into God.
Right.
You talk about that. And it's understandable why we do talk about that, because of a confidence we have that has overcome the world and sickness is Jesus Christ.
Right.
So we can actually address this, we will all get sick and eventually die. And it's not this truth that shipwrecks our day.
Right.
I think that's pretty incredible. Because I've talked with many people over the years, and very few who don't walk with God want to talk very long upon that sort of philosophic, we all will get sick and all will eventually die. It's very depressing.
Yeah.
In fact, I would say many people are like trying to do everything they can to deny.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about that or think about it.
Well, and the COVID thing has showed the lengths that people will go to address this fear.
Yeah.
You know, families divide against families over whether they wear masks or not wear masks.
Right.
Or the whole the vaccine civil war. Do you get a vaccine? Do you don't get a vaccine?
Right.
And it has divided people and marriages and families.
Right.
A lot of it is over this fear.
It's this fear
of sickness.
Yeah.
Or the fear of transmitting it to someone else.
Right.
Fear is an equation.
Yes, fear is definitely a factor.
So, in all of this, there are natural pursuits of human means of healing. So human means of victory over sickness.
We have medicine. We have different doctors who, you know, can help. But
we also know
everything. Exactly.
Like an example is Mark 5:25-26.
And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak.
So in that age and our age today, there are doctors. And their doctors did many things. And in fact, the doctors in those days were very scientific and Right. They had means, and and in every generation,
right,
you know, science that's available, science figures things out. And in the chemotherapy for people that have cancer, it's amazing. There's healing. There's a means of victory over sickness. But then we also know by the time we're into our sixth decade, we have also seen that there are limits to it all. So it's not like we're going to get the fountain of youth in this world. Even with all the technology and everything, doctors cannot heal everything.
No, they cannot. So the key question is, who will sustain you?
Okay. Proverbs 18, verse 14. A man's spirit sustains him in sickness. So we do have a desire to overcome. You know, a positive attitude is really amazing in sickness.
Right, right. That's what Proverbs is talking about there. Yeah. And I would even think knowing
a
where your health
spirit
comes from with you in your sickness.
Well, and I think that's important.
Yeah.
It's like whatever, you are an image bearer of God. We're created with the moment you get sick.
Yeah.
God puts inside of you a process in your body of healing where the the sickness is attacked through our immunity system.
Right.
You know, and I do know that a positive attitude really helps.
Yes, it does.
You know, and there again, and that's what I see in so many friends who don't know the Lord. That's all they have potentially is a positive or negative attitude to react to negative things.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we have more.
Right. James 5, verse 13 through 16 says, is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
Hmm. So there is more when we depend upon Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That relationship. There's the means of victory over sickness in this world, not just the medical means, or not even the internal immunity means that God put inside of our bodies.
Right.
But there is divine intervention.
Yes.
Through prayer and the and through the church.
Yeah.
And we've seen that, haven't we, over the years? And we have so many stories where somebody gets cancer and the cancer is already stage four. And they're saying, well, we're going to open up and shut them. I remember as a young intern, way back in the beginning of the 20s, I remember driving to a hospital, and they already did the biopsies, and they already said the cancer is everywhere. And I remember asking, Lord, if you heal this person, I will always pray fervently. I mean, I don't think you should make a deal with the Lord like that. So I seriously, should you do that? And I don't even know. But I remember I was in a journey. and prayed over and that person when it was healed amazingly. And then I doubted. You know, I'm a young minister. I doubted because the week later someone else had a similar situation. And then I said, no, if this time, Lord, you heal this person, then I will always pray. So then we pray, and that person was healed. Now, I'm just going to be totally transparent with you. Now, after that, I thought, I have the gift of healing, and all of that. And then it was like 2-3 weeks later, another person, so that I'm going in there armed with the word of God in prayer, and that person was taken home to be with the Lord. So
from the illness,
itself. So what I did learn in that whole process was the Lord is our helper, but the Lord does have a plan, and the best healing of all is the healing of heaven. Because we have the perspective
For those in Christ,
that, somebody could be left sick in Miletus, And if you're in the Lord, you're not sick. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a means of victory.
Right.
Even the sickness could be a place where
right.
the Lord has taken
yes.
you to be with himself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not this, you pray and the result was not what you wanted, therefore your faith is lacking or you're a failure. God hears prayers, but also God has
God
a plan.
God has a plan, and then we have to accept that plan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And really...
And rejoice in it. Yes.
Yes.
God has a healing plan for you. Faith is key while facing sickness.
1 Peter 2, verse 24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. And what's fascinating about that is some people will say that is only the physical healing and pray that prayer. It's almost they treat it sometimes like a formula, and I've seen. But this is deeper than a formula. This is the healing above all healing, the healing of a relationship broken with
right.
God the Father.
Right.
It has healing for the bones, healing for the soul, healing for the spirit. And
right.
yes, there is physical healing, but the truth is that God has a plan of victory for your life, my life. And as ministers, that plan of victory is God, his will for our lives.
Yes.
And yet, it doesn't mean we're cynical. God has a plan, we're not going to pray. Or it doesn't mean like we don't
no.
go to the doctor
yeah.
when we're
yeah.
sick.
Right. Right. Because, well, wasn't it King Hezekiah was told he was going to die from the illness, and he pleaded with God, and he gave him, what was it, 15 more years?
Yeah, I think
and
so.
Something like that.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
was either 5 or 15.
It was 15 or something.
I thought
like
it was
that.
15.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but anyway, he definitely was, God said, okay, you know.
Well,
it was
interesting in that case I brought up earlier, and we
yeah.
were both witnessed it.
Yeah.
Both of those people were healed, and they both got five more years.
5 years, I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I did the funeral. I was in another
yeah.
place, and the family actually called me back to do the funeral because
yeah.
they knew that
yeah.
Shar got five more years.
Yeah, that was
okay.
Good.
But we can look over our decades of ministry, and
mm-hmm.
the victory over sickness is that by Christ's wounds we have been healed. We are going through anything
mm-hmm.
in victory. This is not saying that we won't have a panic if somebody says you have cancer. This will not say that we're not human now. We're some altered person that doesn't experience the sort of fear as it attacks you. So,
right, which we kind of talked about in the first session.
Yes.
You know, that we will have those fears.
But the means of victory.
But we know, yes.
Yes, you know, we have friends and people we've ministered to who have gone through sickness and, you know,
yeah.
and death. And there's a peace that we observe with those in Christ.
Yes, they know where their help comes from.
Yes. And those, I mean,
yeah.
and they're still as human as we all are.
Oh, yes.
But when that hymn, Abide With Me, comes on, and then those words are like honey and healing. If the Lord says, I'm taking you home, then these words of Scripture,
yes.
The Holy Spirit ministers to and brings that person home in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also been with people who are not walking with the Lord. And what happens a lot of times with ministers is, you know, will you go see, you know, Sam or Sally, they're dying, they don't know the Lord, and you
right.
walk into the room and you feel the dread is in the room.
Right.
You know, the sickness is also a sickness
right.
of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal as ministers is to address the sickness of the soul first.
Right.
You know, and if they're going to go, you know, if they're going to leave this earth, we want them to pass away into the arms of Jesus.
Right.
Now, we've observed that God brings healing. And I mean, it's incredible. The whole thing
yeah.
is amazing, and we get to be part of that.
Right.
Because our hope is in Jesus Christ. So, you know, fear over the sickness is very normal. But the means of victory cannot be hoped upon by medicine. It cannot be hoped upon by, you know, merely a positive attitude or the latest alternative vitamin or
treatment or whatever it is. Yeah.
Because in the end, the truth is that, you know, I saw my dad make it to 99 and almost had few illnesses, really.
Right.
But eventually, he got to 99, and eventually the Lord called him home.
Right.
So, in some ways, the fear thing is a reminder that this is not our home. That every sickness we get reminds us that our hope is in Jesus Christ. And it all, in a lot of ways, goes fast. It seems like yesterday I just married you.
Right.
And that's been
38 years ago.
No. But it reminds us that in every little illness is a little reminder that this world is not our home, and that there is more to come.